Everyone, and welcome to Among the Realms Radio, coming to you once again from the Trinity Metaphysical Center at the Hardeston Plaza North in Hamburg, New Jersey. And with us tonight, we have Jackie, the proprietress.
Hello.
Yeah. You are disjoint. And and Charlie.
Hey.
And Dana.
Hello.
And our beloved intern, Mercedes.
Wow. Now she's a...
Mercedes will be manning the phones tonight for anybody who'd like to call in. And Jackie, if you could just briefly tell us what goes on here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center.
We're the all-around metaphysical store. We do readings, we do mediumship, we do psychic readings, tarot readings, Visa card readings, energy healing, massage therapy, reflexology, dream interpretation, psychic portraits, workshops, psychic development classes, past life regressions. Did I forget anything? We have a bring a friend event the second Friday of every month where everything's discounted. All our practitioners are here, and we offer 20-minute sessions for that.
When is the next bring a friend?
May 9th.
May 9th.
12 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And... Oh, the Trinity Metaphysical Center is also the home of the eCrypt Ghost Hunters, the East Coast Research and Investigation Paranormal Team. And so if you need anything investigated or checked out, you can contact us here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center website, and all investigations are no charge.
And we also have a website for our investigation group, www.eCryptGhostHunters.com. And we will be featured at the ParaUnity Expo in New Jersey on May 31st in Patterson at the Art Factory. So that we'll also have the Trinity gift shop there and myself doing readings. And we're also going to be providing some tours there for ghost hunting. So anybody in the area, definitely check out their Facebook page, the New Jersey ParaUnity Expo, and they also have a website. New Jersey ParaUnityExpo.com.
And also the phone number here for anyone who wants to contact Trinity or the Ghost Hunting Group is 973-209-7070. Mm-hmm. So, what are we going to talk about tonight?
So tonight we're going to talk about auras. So, viewing your aura or understanding auras, and also... I'm going to do a few aura readings, and also we're going to work with you guys and see what you guys see.
Did we give the number for the call-in or just the shop?
Well, I'm hoping that they're listening on the web.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Some people might be driving.
Somebody might be driving.
Okay. All right, so the call-in number for this show is 347-633-9648. 347-633-9648. So we welcome your calls. And
that's a local
we have somebody
number.
On the line right now?
Yeah, we do. She has a couple questions. I'll put her through right now.
Okay. No, I don't hear anything. Did you switch already? Is she there?
Hello.
Patricia? Hello? Hello, Patricia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Thank you for calling in.
Turn my computer off here. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. And I hear you're going to be talking about auras tonight?
Yes. And it's a subject I know nothing about, so I'm going to be sitting here finding out all about auras as well. What would you like to know?
Well, I don't know if you're doing aura readings, but I have just started seeing mine in the mirror. I've been looking at it from time to time, and I have different colors. And like in my head area, there's one color, and then in my going down my neck, well, on one side of my head is one color, It's like an outline. Goes down my neck and, like, down my shoulder. One color, and sometimes that color, it changes. Like, there's, like, three different colors mixed in with it, like, blended. And then one time I saw, like a gold outline to it, like, on the outer side. Does all this make sense? That's the easiest way I can explain it, the way I see it.
The head usually does have a different color from the rest of the body. And the colors you're seeing, because she's actually doing what I was going to tell people to do anyway, with, like, mirror work to see her aura is really good. So that's usually the place that most people do start to work on viewing their aura. And what you're getting is you're getting a lot of the different colors because depending on, you're going to get the two basic colors you normally are all the time, and then you're getting other colors in there with whatever's going on with you at that time. So for some people, sometimes they have something physical going on, sometimes they have something emotional going on. So you're actually getting the blended colors in there as well.
Yes. And,
so what colors are you seeing?
Well, around my head, excuse me, predominantly this is all the time. There's like a real white, I don't want to use the word halo, but it's like all white. And then like close to my head, the outline is like purple. And then it's beautiful. It's like a violet color. And then on my left side of my head, next to the violet, it's a beautiful, like a lime green. And then sometimes mixed in with it is like yellow and blue. But mostly it's green. I get a lot of green around me.
Mm-hmm. The white and the purple, which is common up in the head area, especially if you're very connected to the spiritual side and the divine, and then the intuitive side.
Yeah.
So that's why you're getting that up in that area. And the green represents usually a natural healer and somebody with that type of ability for healing and you know, things like that. So with balance, which is really good.
And I see a lot of green in my dreams. Every time I dream, I'm always seeing green grass, green meadows, green everywhere. And then there's some yellow mixed in there, too. The word yellow came in my dreams last night, too.
Yeah, and that represents her, your, like, mental side, your awareness on the mental, your intellect, that type of thing, your solar plexus area.
And what does the yellow mean again? I'm sorry?
What does the yellow mean again?
It's like the optimism, the positive side, your intellectual side, your spirit, the happy spirit. So it's a good color to come in because it's usually, if you're seeing it on you, you might see it around the solar plexus area or the middle of your body.
I never see colors like in there, like on my body, but they're just, I only see them like outlining, like I'll see the yellow around my shoulders.
Yeah, that's what, because your aura is the energy field around the outside of your body. Which you're going to have to backtrack and explain that to everybody yet. It's the and there's seven layers to your aura. So
I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah.
I thought an aura was an aura.
So that's why people see, sometimes when they're working on it, they start to see the one close to the body, and then they can move out, start branching out, and then you're seeing a lot of the colors. But there's an energy field around all of us, so we all have an aura. And it, you know, it's an electromagnetic field.
You're very fortunate to be able to see yours. I've never seen an aura. I'm going to have to practice, I think.
I can only see it like when I have to relax my eyes. I mean, I just have to not concentrate on looking for it. I just have to just, like, not even think about it. and be really, really relaxed. Like when you're seeing those art forms where you see art inside, I don't know what they're called, but those crypto art things.
Oh, the ones that there's like a picture hidden in the picture thing?
Yes, and you have to relax your eyes.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do in order to see it. And then it comes easy, but I just have to stop, you know, concentrating on it and just let it come, you know, let it just come to my eyes.
Do you have the same in the same area all the time, or do your colors shift from time to time?
No, they've been pretty constant. It's been pretty constant. I just, maybe my eyes have not attuned to it, but just lately I've seen like a little bit of baby blue in there mixed in, which makes the green just, it's just a beautiful color. I just love looking at it. But mostly green and the purple. And then one time I saw like a gold outline.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't yellow. It was like a golden outlining the whole thing.
Golden.
And I didn't know what that meant, but that only happened one time.
What does a gold mean, do you know?
It's like a visionary or when you're really highly spiritual. White is like when you're connected to the divine and spiritual as well, but gold is when you're extremely, you know, like one of those people where you're just very spiritual, visionary, seer.
How long have you been able to do this? Patricia?
I have been doing this off and on for over a year. My spiritual development has really come forward in my dreams. And so I do a lot of spiritual work in my dreams, actually. And I've often asked, what am I supposed to be doing? And then, you know, doors close on me when I try to force something or go for something. So now I'm just letting spirit just come to me and do what spirit needs to do. And they started giving me messages in my dreams, and I'm traveling and all this and that. I'm doing most of my work in my dreams, and they play spelling bee games with me and everything, I guess to help me develop my gifts. But I guess when I try to do something on my own, nothing ever manifests. I just have to just let it be and let spirit do the work. But this is, like you asked me, how long I've been doing this. I've been seeing the aura for a little over a year, but I just forgot about it. And then just now I've been interested in it because I know it's important.
I think Charlie would like to ask you a question.
Patricia, I got a question for you. You said that it seems like once you really want to go after something, the door closes. Have you, I know you probably have, but I just want to make sure, have you prayed about it and have you asked for it?
Yeah, I do have a connection with, you know, with the spirit world, and I do ask all the time. And one time I just heard the word stop. I mean, because I think I'm the type of person that sometimes I'll ask. And I just come to the realization that I think they're trying to work with me in their own way, in a very gentle way. And I think that things will develop, you know, in the way that the divine wants it to work out.
Well, it's just that, you know, I pray a lot. I'm a very strong proponent for power of prayer. And, you know, I've prayed for myself every so often just for well-being. But when I'm really praying hard, it's usually for other people, not so much for myself. So if somebody else picks up that I need something and they pray for me, I find that it's probably more beneficial than asking for myself. But when I do ask for help for others, it seems to be almost automatic. And I was just curious, are you in a prayer group at all?
Well, I pray all the time. I'm constantly just praying, talking to spirit all day long. I mean, I rely heavily on spirit.
Right. Are you in like an organized group, a church or something that prays?
No, no, not at all.
You might want to try that. And the reason I say that is because the more people that know what you're looking for or towards, each one of them could use your prayers and you could use their prayers. And if you organize a small group, whether it's 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, I mean, we see the power of prayer at my church quite a bit. And you might want to just try that.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I'm not too drawn to a group setting at this point because I'm very empathic. I've been in group settings before, and I notice that some people become very clingy, and it really has taken me down because being empathic, I take on a lot of energies of different people. And if I know that somebody is going through something, I will pray for them and I will ask for divine intervention for that individual. But I haven't gone that route because I just have to be very careful of the groups that I join.
Well, I wish you luck on your spiritual journey. I hope you
find
the answers to your questions. And
yes.
Keep listening. Because we're going to be talking about auras for a little while.
Yeah,
at least an hour.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the definition of those colors. I needed to know that. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I will continue to listen on the computer.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why don't you tell us about what an aura is now and what goes on with it?
Like I said earlier...
Yeah, especially for me, I have no idea.
Your aura is your energy field. We all have an aura. And it's actually a reflection of our true nature. And if you took, like we do in ghost hunting, and you took one of those thermal imaging cameras and you put it on a person, you can actually see the outline and see the aura on somebody. So we all have an aura. It's just our energy field. And what it is some people can see the colors. There are people that get the colors and they don't necessarily visualize them. You know, they get them told to them or they just get that picture of them. So, but we all have it. And even when I'm doing energy work on somebody, I always get the colors on them, especially if they're highly intuitive, spiritual, that type of thing. Once you get to the head area, you get all that. A lot of times the head area does have different colors from the rest of the body. And there are specific colors that are usually associated with people, but then there's other ones mixed in there depending on what they're going through. So you might get like a flash of this or a flash of that. So and all the colors mean something different. Now, there's a million different, sites and people that believe this color means this color means that. Basically, they all have like similar ones. Some of them get into other colors where they're a little more intricate, like turquoise and things like that. But, for today, we're just doing the basic. And like I said earlier, we have a lot of layers to our aura. Most people start with seeing, the etheric layer, which is the one closest to the human body, to the physical body.
Why are there 7?
Because it's how we need. Because
just because.
Lucky 7. Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Because we have all different layers to us. So, we have the etheric layer that is close to the human body. Then we have the emotional body, which lies right beyond that one. Then we have the mental one, which is outside of the emotional. And then we have the astral body, which we've obviously covered last week. which is beyond that one. And then we have the ones that are like the etheric template. Then we have the celestial, which is, that's the one that's connected to like the third eye. And then we have the causal, or the otherwise known as the etheric. And that's almost like a photographic one of the mental and spiritual. So there's like a bunch of layers, but when you're seeing what some people have done in classes, when we've done the aura class, is, and John was one of those, John Bennett. He was able to go out a couple of layers really easily, and he got out a few layers. They were all the ones attached to the you know, the physical and then the emotional and then the mental, but he got out, you know, which is great.
Are they all, like, different colors as you go to different layers?
Yeah, because, and they all cover certain planes, the spiritual plane, the astral plane, you know, and the physical plane. So it's kind of neat. Not everybody who's viewing auras goes into those details, but because I teach my energy healing, that's how I work. I work through the layers. So when I'm working on somebody, I pick up a lot of, that's why I pick a lot of colors up, but a lot of times when I'm working on people, and you've done this, Diane, you see the colors, you know, you're seeing those colors. So if somebody has like an illness or something going on, like that area might seem a little muddy or they might have a certain color. Yeah, the aura can have holes in it, absolutely, and that's one of the things I do too. I feel the aura, you know, and a lot of times it is in the emotional layer. But, you know, color-wise, when I'm working on somebody like your, no matter what she says, when I work on Diane, there's always a very bright purple up in her head area, you know, and sometimes when I'm working on somebody as it's going along and you kind of bounce them and clear it out, then all of a sudden you'll get that, and you get that flash. And by working on somebody, I can tell whether they're spiritual, whether they're very intuitive, whether that side's a little more defined, their awareness is a little higher, you know, and you know, that type of thing, or whether they're blocked emotionally. And, you know, like some of the exercises we do when we teach it, and, you know, like Patricia said, it's really like relaxed energy, the biggest thing, like we always talk about. But being able to concentrate on one spot, and the best thing is to start practicing on yourself. Just like she did, in a mirror with like a light, you know, a dim light behind you. It's better to do it when there's white background because you don't want other colors to, you know, to change the colors, and concentrating on one area. You know, for some people, they feel like if you stare over the shoulder and just do it that way, you'll get it. But other people feel if you stare in the middle of the forehead of somebody, like their third eye, for 30 to 60 seconds, and you close your eyes, you're going to see that color. And that's really good with working around the head, which is kind of what I wanted to do with you guys tonight, see what you guys get. We've done the aura, I mean, when we do the aura class, we work on a lot of different parts of that, because we're also working with feeling it. But that's a really quick one for somebody to do, especially if they're starting to, you know, want to get the color. But there are people that can just walk up to somebody, and they just see it. You know, they always have something around them. Some people who have very bright and very clear auras, you will, you know, there are people that you're just going to see it. And even if you don't, like when you walk in front of them, you're almost getting that color told to you, or, you know, and I say that to people when they're trying to do this stuff, don't worry if you're not visually seeing it. The first color that's popping in your head is the color that's meant to come, that's how you're getting it. So your eyes get used to, you know, interpreting it and reading that. But, the brighter and cleaner the aura is, the more spiritually advanced, and the more uniform the energy distribution is in that person. So that's, you know, when it's dull or muddy, that's when you know there's something going on. So, and I know some of you guys have seen, you know, have mentioned that you see the colors when you're getting energy work.
Me too.
Behind my eyes. But the first time that I did the energy work, they were so bright that it was hurting my eyes. And I thought you were actually had a strobe light going on in the room. And I was about ready to tell you to knock it off because it was bothering me. But then when the energy work was over and I opened my eyes, I was in a semi-dark room. I'm like, where'd the lights go?
Yeah, so you were actually seeing the colors. And Mercedes, you know, got the same thing. She got the colors, you know, that were going on. So sometimes what it is people are getting as you're bouncing the energy points, you're getting those colors. And sometimes they're getting where there's an area on themselves that needs a little work, you know, and like, you know, because your aura is such a big part of you, the people who are connected to working with that stuff.
Can I ask, once when I was having energy work done, I felt like I was surrounded by blue. Was that an aura, or was that just something else going on at the time?
For you? Like, you mean you actually saw yourself surrounded in blue?
Not only could I see myself surrounded by blue, I could feel blue. Exactly what blue felt like.
Well, that's also when you're, which is not uncommon you're saying it's when during energy work, because that's when somebody's very relaxed, you know, and in that kind of nurturing and type of, you know, calm place. So if you, if you're seeing yourself in that color, that's not surprising if you were seeing it right when you were getting energy work done and you were feeling it. But see, you're doing exactly what I'm, what I said. Don't necessarily go with maybe you're not seeing it, but you just said I felt it.
It was a very strange sensation, because you usually don't feel light.
Mm-hmm.
But I could actually feel what blue felt like, which was so bizarre.
And that's that indicates, you know, it's good for communication and stuff like that too, which you definitely do. So that's actually good.
So a gray aura is not necessarily a muddy aura.
No. The gray can sometimes, when somebody's going through stuff, could be that they're depressed. They might have something going on where they're just feeling in a more down place if it's gray. Because don't forget, there's gray, there's silver. So when you're working with auras, you really need to, like, does it look more silver, or does it look like Charlie's shirt, which is gray? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a definite difference between bright and dull.
Right. Because I heard that a grayish aura sometimes is indicated psychic ability or so.
For me, I think that's more like a silver.
Silver.
Because I know, like I said, some of them, not everybody does that, but silver usually has to do with, like, the mystery side or the wisdom side and things like that. Where, like, those other ones, the white, that's the thing, that describing what every single color means, everybody sees it differently and gets it differently. So even if you go and Google it and go on other websites, not everybody's going to have the same exact meanings, but most of them are around the same.
Well, the interesting thing was when we went to an event and I was sitting in toward the back and you were sitting like about 10 rows ahead of me and to the side, you were sitting next to a woman you'd never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I saw this sort of gray aura around her.
But that did fit with her though.
When I found out, he told me afterwards that she was very psychic, mm-hmm, and clairvoyant or whatever.
She was, but at that time she was going through a lot of stuff. So what you were seeing
was combination thing.
Oh yeah,
and she was definitely exuding it, and nobody else around her.
And guarded. That sometimes is, you know, for somebody, whether they feel kind of stuck or trapped. And for her, she didn't like sitting right up against. We were in there like sausages. Sometimes somebody could feel.
She felt threatened by other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, or trapped or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, depending on, like I said, the white and the gold, like we were talking about that, like gold is very spiritual. And, it's like working with the divine and that type of thing, but the white is like purity, healing powers, divine. So they're like, sorry, I had to step away from my chair for a second. So now, what have you gotten, Charlie?
Well, I hadn't seen too many auras, but I remember as a kid, looking in the mirror and for some reason just staring very intently and seeing a goldness, you know, a whiteness around my head. And I didn't do that since I was a kid until, obviously, we came here to talk about auras. And you said, well, you know, look in the mirror. And I did it again, and that's what I saw. And I thought I would get that for everybody, which I didn't, because I didn't really see auras in people. About a week ago or so, I saw somebody that had a definite green aura and bluish around the green,
mm-hmm,
and I was shocked to see it. I really was shocked, because normally I don't see auras. I hadn't seen one before that, except for my own. Looking at people, you know, you think you see something, you're trying and you're really concentrating, and maybe that's the problem, you concentrate too hard.
Yeah.
But, the only color I ever saw around my head was gold. I never saw anything else, and I didn't know if it was like one of those things where It's like where you take a picture and you get the negative,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah,
and you stare at something so hard that when you burn that image into your
right.
eyes and then you move and then you see
mm-hmm.
see the color around it. So, I mean, that to me, I was thinking, well, maybe I'm just, you know, tricking my eyes. You know, I didn't know I was doing that when I was a kid.
Yes.
Looking in the mirror and seeing that.
And everybody does that.
Cool.
Usually they stare at something and then they get, which is how we teach it. You
yeah.
just let your eyes go out of focus and all of a sudden you get that.
Yep.
Because most people will see that bluish, whitish
mm-hmm.
image around something, even if it's a stationary object,
mm-hmm.
and it starts like that.
Yeah.
When you see a color coming off somebody, emitting off of them, almost like a glow, and you'll definitely get it different because the people who, like I just said, are highly in a good place or high vibration, there it's going to be so bright that you're almost like, oh, I can just see it coming off them. And then the ones who have stuff going on, that it'll feel like more like matted or dull. And so it's, but when you're seeing it like that, green is, you know, great. Usually if you see green on anybody, they're a natural healer. It's a great, it's a healing, you know, aura color, so that's really good.
Well, I don't know if you remember back when we were doing these classes a while back, and we had certain people that were coming and going, and you asked me what color I saw when I looked at this one particular person, and we were trying to focus on their face and then see a color. And I told you their face got really ugly. And then the color red just flooded everything. It wasn't just color, it just flooded everything.
Yeah.
And I sat there and said, you know, I felt very uncomfortable with that. I'm not going to mention any names if they're listening.
And
know,
red a lot of times represents anger and frustration.
Yeah.
Somebody's going through. And the way you're saying it is...
That's what they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were constantly, I mean, whenever they were here, they were constantly
mm-hmm.
having some sort of issue. So, I mean, it was just amazing to see that. But they didn't see the aura around. Just everything just poured
because
in red.
That was just that's what that person was going through at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, as a flash.
Right. But I'm going to be looking more for the greens and blues.
Or the whites and the
whites,
you know, whites and golds.
Golds, yellow.
Right? You know.
Yeah.
Every time we're in development and I look at you, Jackie, it's always white. Forever.
Thank you.
Forever. Yeah. I mean it. It's like pretty wide around you too.
It is.
It's not just like a little.
Yeah.
It's like
I've seen it's like a total other person behind you.
Yeah.
And it's like
it is.
A white glow around you at the
it's
top.
Awesome.
Which is pretty, I don't always see it, but me, it's been pretty clear.
That note didn't. You guys aren't the first ones that told me that either, because in my old store there were more than one person that had walked in, readers and stuff, and the one lady walked in and she was like, whoa, like, because I was the first one I was ever told that. She's like, she goes, you're surrounded by a huge, bright, bright white light. You have such a fantastic aura. And then as more people started saying it, but then I understood it, you know, the more I was working with auras and that type of thing, because that is me. You know, when you start working with it and understanding what your colors mean and that kind of thing, then you see that. And it was odd because when I first learned, too, they always say you look for that bluish white light, and I always saw just white, 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 white. So I was like, why can't I get past the, because it was always like that. But then I would pick up, you know, some purple, some green, and things like that, and then I understood it all, you know, years later. Oh, you know, because I ended up being, you know, I ended up being what they say is a natural healer, and that was my intuitive side. So those colors do fit. Those are the colors that are always with me. The white is the one everybody sees.
So I remember as a kid that I used to see this all the time, and I never thought about it. Was I have a glow around trees and plants. I'd always see sort of a little white glow around like trees, and I just thought that was like a natural thing to see all the time, and plants and things
mm-hmm.
because they're a living source.
Oh yeah.
Sort of made
then you were seeing their energy field.
Well, I was, and it made it very fantastic.
I remember seeing a picture once of a plant. They were doing an experiment with photography, and they had taken a leaf, and they tore part of the leaf off. And then they took a picture of this plant, and you can see where it had been torn, but you could also see the whole outline, the energy outline of the whole leaf, like the leaf was still projecting
what it had been.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I thought it was, you know, it was like a negative type picture. And so the aura and stuff was white. But yes, but you could see like the energy around the leaf, and it had filled in the part that had been torn away.
When I pull the dead leaves off my plants, I say, please forgive me. My plant. I know this is going to hurt, but it'll be good for you.
I got a question for you. When I would think that most people don't see auras. Okay, most people that are out there.
Well, not everybody thinks you can.
Well, that's it too. You believe you can't, you can't. That's all there is to it. But you know, but I always seem to be attracted to the same type of person, and I was wondering if auras could work as magnets.
Yeah, that's your energy field.
To pull you,
you're drawn
people.
To that energy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's because it's an electromagnetic field. So that's what you're. Whether you're viewing it in the colors or sensing it or feeling it, that's your energy field. And there are people who project and emit a great positive vibe and energy. And then there are people who emit either a guarded or a negative or just an unapproachable energy. Exactly. And a lot of them, they actually have colors, you know, psychic vampires and stuff. But we talked about that one episode. You know, when you get used to working with auras and seeing colors, you'll actually see that. You know, a lot of times they come across as a dark color, you know, a black and that type of thing. So, you know, once you start working with energy and auras and stuff, and like I said, not everybody wants to do that, but it's kind of neat when you can do it on yourself. So I was going to actually have you guys, I know we've done stuff in class before, but if you stare at Dana's forehead for 30 to 60 seconds.
So I have to do something dark behind
Well, something light.
Does it have to be her forehead?
No, but it's a good place to start.
Don't hit me.
For her head area. and do it for 30, 60 seconds. Obviously, the longer you do it,
I should be against the plain background, right?
More like a white one. You could use the board. Hold the board up.
Yeah,
I can hold
the
board up behind you.
Right there.
Or she could even hold this up behind her head.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go. And then close your eyes for only 1 or 2 seconds, like a second or two, after you stare at it for 30 to 60 seconds and try not to blink. Only a second or two until your photosensitive cells stop vibrating and sending the sensations, because you're not going to get it after that. So if you don't get anything, you want to do it over. So stare at it for 30 to 60 seconds.
Don't blink.
Just try to stare and then close your eyes for 1 to 2 seconds. You're either going to see a quick color in your head or get told a color, whatever it is, but you're going to see something. And it's okay if you see more than one. You want to do it, my baby?
No,
of course.
So we're just going to work on Dana and see what everybody gets. You could practice this, by the way. I mean, you could do it on yourself, too. So.
The thing in this whiteboard?
Yep. So we're going to do it for 30 seconds, so everybody's, I'm going to set the
30 seconds
ready.
Is a long time.
Well, 30 to 60 seconds, so it'll be dead air, so we're going to do 30, so you guys are going to have to get it quick.
Well,
ready?
You guys can stare. I'll keep on talking.
All right, keep talking.
Well,
Jackie, something. You're going to think we're up here.
We're not up here.
We're staring at Dana.
We're staring at Dana.
To read her aura. 30 seconds is a long time. Okay, you can stop. Now close your eyes for a second. Okay. You guys got your stuff?
That was a short time.
30 seconds. You close your eyes for 1 to 2 seconds, and because you're supposed to, you get it in an instant. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to think about it. You either see it or you don't. So.
Yeah, I saw so.
So we'll start with Charlie, since he. Or did you do it, Diane?
Oh no.
Okay. So.
It was kind of strange. because I was staring, and when you said, okay, close your eyes, where her head was I saw a black hole. No, let me finish. A black hole, and I saw in gold a tulip-shaped object around her head.
Cool.
Tulip-shaped, like round at the bottom, coming up and then pointed at the top.
Like a crown.
Almost, yeah, almost like a crown. That's what I saw. Around your head.
Wow.
But I mean, I was staring so hard at your face, obviously, that's lit up. The rest of you're wearing black, so.
You burned your retina.
Obviously, I burned
my eyes.
So
my eyes.
It was dark in the center, but everything around you, it was just like a tulip. Crown on top.
Cool.
Did you see that?
That was the only color you.
That's
the
all
color
I saw.
Gold?
That's the only thing I saw.
I forever get purple for Dana. Always.
Yeah.
Every time we're doing development.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In my eye.
Yeah. Every time,
yeah.
Purple always for Dana.
Yep. I got the violet around the head area, but then I got a flash of orange. And so that means there was something going on orange. And orange represents creativity, ambitiousness, compassion, emotional self-expression, and working on vitality.
Yeah,
so,
me.
But it was like a flash. When you get it, like a flash, that means it's usually something that's going on with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the purple on you as well when I work on you. There's a few of you that are very strong with that. You guys did really good.
What does purple mean?
Oh, your awareness. You know, your intuitive side, which you have all the time. And you know what's funny? One of the things that people don't know is your standard colors a lot of times it ends up being your favorite color. And how interesting is that? For Diane.
Because I always wear purple, and if it's purple, I have to have it. It doesn't matter. I bought a purple flag sweater once with an army flag.
You know, those hues.
Yeah.
So by any chance, are you drawn to gold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie and I, we seem to end up in biblical times together.
Yeah. Yep.
David and Bathsheba. Yeah. maybe not that much. Mark Anthony and Cleopatra.
Well, there were a few times, too, when you were seeing colors, when something was working on somebody, you actually saw those colors. Because who was it that had, was that you that had the red coming out of your, like, by his ear?
Yes.
It was Charlie,
but that was,
right?
That was a clear audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were seeing the energy.
Well, we were seeing the energy
in your that coming out of your ear.
Well, I was looking at you when you sat in the doorway there, and I didn't see it when we were doing class. You're going to see something. You sat there and you had the dark background,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I saw like lines coming into your head, different colors.
They were
remember?
All different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were like, it was like this. It wasn't like, you
that's
know.
That's my information.
Like, boom, you said, yeah, you said, well, something's speaking to me in my left ear, and that's where the color was coming. Remember?
Now, don't you wish you had, like, one of those cameras
that
came out of your eyeballs when you're seeing that? Cause, so, you know.
Absolutely.
So, do Carillion cameras shoot this? They can shoot your aura, right?
Oh, yeah. They have specific equipment and cameras.
Is it
Carillion
or energy camera? Or?
Yeah, it's. That takes the picture of your aura, and it actually shows you your color.
Come on.
Yeah. Or a photographer.
Beer's done that.
Where do they have this camera?
We actually were working on having the one woman that to come down here and do aura photography for, like, one of our bringer friends.
Is it digital, and she just gives it to you?
It's a camera specially designed to pick up an energy field, like a thermal imaging camera does.
I think I saw one of those on television. They were doing one of those photos for one of the crystal skulls and photographed the aura around the crystal skull.
Well, because people never believe in the energy field. Remember when we did it with a thermal imaging camera? You can see the field. We actually did that here where they, Ron, who is our tech guy for Ecrypt, he actually used his thermal imaging camera when I was doing energy work. I was working on Dana.
And it was like your hand, you could see your hand get like white gold hot in the image. And then as she moved it over your body, that part of the body also heated up. And it was just kind of extraordinary.
Too,
especially the head. The head
ridiculous temperatures too, like today we're watching it out here.
Yeah.
the temperatures, and I mean, I know it feels hot, but to the person, they always say it feels like branding iron. But
well, it's pretty hot. The hands get pretty hot. You feel that.
But like just like a heat signature, yeah. You're able to take a picture of it. They're able to take a picture of the actual colors.
So that you know that there's some kind of energy coming out of you into the person, for sure. I mean, I can sit there and describe it kind of, but it's like, you know, that to me was proof. You know, and that there is an exchange of energies are coming in and rearranging things. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a mood ring. It changes with the temperature in your body. Well,
yeah, so if you're going to have one of these pictures taken by this woman with the camera,
mm-hmm.
you should try to be in a really good mood and happy, because otherwise if you're in dingy and you get
you usually have a certain color with you anyway, so most likely color, because that is who we are. And then there are other colors mixed in, depending on how many layers you have, depending on what's going on with you, and that kind of thing. So a lot of times when people are picking up somebody's aura, the first thing they're picking up is that strong, vibrant, you know, energy that you're emitting, and then the color that's associated with it. Or the not-so-vibrant energy you're emitting.
When I was really sick, I mean, I think it was you and both Vera, they could see the holes in my aura.
Mm-mm,
you know,
yeah.
But there was obviously something, it was not a...
It wasn't together.
It was like, you know, I don't think you see that anymore.
No.
You know, I feel... But at the time, it made sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the weaker your aura is, the more things you're susceptible to. You know, the more illnesses, the more, you know, your immune system is down. People are usually depressed. They pick up a lot of things, the negative energy that's off of others. So you kind of tend to be so it doesn't feel like, oof. You know,
well, how do you make
like
it better? I mean, you just have
bouncing.
To, just by, well, coming here and bouncing.
Yeah.
But also you have to be working on it yourself.
Yep, thoughts.
You know, to
meditation.
Meditations,
mm-hmm.
right.
Positive thoughts.
Uh-huh. Not letting things get to you. You know,
being
over
like
that.
Great
one. Exactly. It's, you know, and the biggest thing that affects our aura is our environment, who we're around, what we're associated with. And it's hard. If you live in a house where there's negativity, it's so hard to constantly keep your aura or your energy field in that perfectly balanced, relaxed place. Because if you have somebody who's really negative or grumpy or unhappy all the time or depressed or anything, angry, it doesn't matter, it's going to affect you. Yes, there's ways for us to protect it, which I know I've put out a few times, whether it be picturing white light around your aura, putting that invisible bubble around you and just saying only positive is coming in, negative is going out. But it does. And when your aura gets affected, it's your energy field. So it affects everything. It'll affect your physical self. It'll affect your mental self. So even though it's kind of neat, we're talking about the colors of our aura, it can also tell you a lot that's going on in your life, in your body. You know, you can tell when somebody's depressed. You can tell when somebody's had a bad day. You know, there are people that go around, they just read auras.
And can I just say something before we move on? If you are working and putting yourself in that positive space, even if you're in a living environment or social environment where you're around negative people all the time, if you're putting out that positive energy constantly, they will feel it and their mood will improve.
And you know that.
And I know that because I live with that.
She has done that. Too.
Yes, I
and
have.
And succeeded.
Succeeded in a great way.
That's good.
For some people, it's hard when they're in that, you know.
It's hard to pull yourself out of it, but it's worth it when you do. So,
yeah.
I could see you doing it in your home. Is it really worth it to do it when you're at work?
You just want to bubble. You need to bubble yourself up with your own little.
I mean, depending upon where you work. I mean, sometimes
I've
if you have your own business, yes. If you're,
I mean, I've always worked retail forever, and even now. I work with developmentally disabled, but they all work retail, so I'm there all the time dealing with all these people all day. And, you know, just smiling at someone goes a long way, actually. So,
actually,
you know,
they say if you smile when you answer the telephone, the person on the other end can
see
it. Yeah.
But also, when you're around somebody we were just talking about holes in the aura, if you're around somebody going through a lot of stuff or they're depressed or anything like that, they are going to have holes in their aura. They're going to have weak spots in there, and they're not going to be in that strong place. So
they're tight. I've seen tight ones.
Yeah, well, they suck
like,
it in.
Really
it's guarded.
Big, yeah. It's like,
and, you know, that's how they say smokers and things like that. Like, their aura has lots of holes. They're weaker.
Yeah.
They're in a weaker place because that's what you're doing. You're damaging it. Yeah, and it's true. Our aura gets damaged by whatever we're around. Our people we choose to hang around, places we choose to go, you know, all of that kind of stuff. You're either going to make it stronger or you're not. But that's why when you're viewing them, it's really nice. You can tell the difference if you see somebody with a big, vibrant, bright one, and then you come across somebody and you're able to see theirs where it feels more dull or dim or muddy. You know, and for some people, they feel that. So they're not just viewing it.
Yeah.
They can feel it off of them.
I think I can probably feel it more than I can see it a lot of the time.
Well, seeing is also like you being able to kind of get in that place where you're letting your, like Patricia said earlier in the show, where you're just kind of relaxed and you're not, you put too many expectations on yourself. Just another development thing in aura viewing, like I said, as in remote viewing, aura viewing is tough too. But you can do that. You can definitely, you know, get your chain your
audience.
It's
another tool for being aware of the people
absolutely
around you and
what's going on, being able to protect yourself.
Yeah.
If you see somebody with an aura that does not look good, you know to stay away.
You move on the other side of the street.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we do. And for people who really know, you know, really work with energy a lot, you know, sometimes it just comes naturally. The more energy work you do, the more you see. So the more colors you see, the more auras, the more in tune with the auras you get, with your, especially your own. It definitely, you know, and especially if you do that stuff and you are standing in front of a mirror and working on your own, you are going to see that.
Well, you learn newer methods and stronger methods of relaxation, too, by doing energy work. You know, you find that space and you recognize it more. And you're able to put yourself into it more and more.
Have you ever seen anybody with a black aura?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I have.
We all have.
Black.
Well, I haven't.
You might not have seen the aura. But it was black.
Black, definitely.
Dark.
We did a class here.
Dark, thick, dark.
Yeah, we did a class here once and somebody came and it was like, I didn't even tell the person what I saw because I didn't want to describe it. But it was like, afterwards I asked, you know, Jackie, and I think, you know, what I just saw, she said, oh, yeah. And it was like, she described it exactly the way I saw it, too. And it was like, it was kind of a scary one. You know, and the person was perfectly nice, you know, but she obviously was
living with negativity.
Something was going on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Type of person has a meat cleaver out in the car.
Well, they're just in that, you know, they're in a very dark, depressed place, and they're around constant negativity, and they almost feel like they're trapped, and they can't get out of things, and it just starts to consume you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also, it affects you physically, so then you're one who develops illnesses, or you have something wrong with you and you can't figure out why do I still feel like this? Do you know how many people walk around with one thing after another? Like, they have 15 illnesses and they can't figure out, okay, I have all these things, I'm just somebody with a low immune system and I'm just one of them people that get stuck being sick all the time. You know what? That's not where it started. It started way out here in your emotional layer, and it works its way in, and then it's into your organs. And then what happens is, which we talked about in a few episodes ago with the thoughts and power and the law of attraction, the minute your thoughts get consumed with that, you will say that. So if somebody took your picture and saw a black aura around you, they'd be like, you're a black aura. That person could go home and be like, oh, my God. I'm a black aura. Oh my God, I'm a bad person. I'm a horrible.
That's why I didn't want to say anything.
Exactly. But they're not stopping for a second saying, wait a minute, what is making my aura? Why am I emitting that? You know, and you could change it, you know, overnight. This is great when people find out they have, like, the colors where it's, like, healing or spiritual, and they're like, you know, it kind of gives them that, ooh, good. I mean, but you also know when your aura doesn't feel that way. Most of the time when you're up, you know what you feel like when you're up. You almost feel like you're unstoppable, or like Charlie said, you have an army behind you. Mm-hmm. But when you get the human side of us, when you get to the point where you feel a little low, then all of a sudden you're like, you know what I mean? It just feels weaker.
No. I got a question about the the chakras and the colors of the auras, okay? Mm-hmm. When you do energy work and basically get everything aligned energy-wise, would that change the colors of the auras?
Only if there's something going on that you were working through, whether it be like physically, emotionally, like the flashes, like I said with Dana.
Right.
So absolutely, it balances all that.
Yeah.
You know, which is why some people, when they are getting it, they actually see those colors, and as you're working on them going up, you know, they see the Roy G. Viv, you know, the red, the orange,
always.
The yellow, the green.
It's a really cool experience when you're getting energy healing or Reiki, like anything like that. I've gotten it with you and with Jen when I got Reiki done, but every time I lay down and there's like constant like colors all the time. And I'm never too out of whack, so it's really just like, floating around. It's really cool. It's fun.
The very first time I saw the colors, I got all the colors. Now if I see colors, it's mostly the red, orange, yellow, and sometimes green, but I very rarely see blue or violet. Except that day I was covered in blue, which was the strangest sensation. I can't even describe it.
Well, now you're usually out with the light instantly, so you probably
won't see
it.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, definitely.
You said when you do energy work, you actually push bad energies out through
the
ends of the fingers, the feet. What do you see as that comes out?
When I'm doing that, you know what I see? I see gray.
Great.
I see gray as I'm pushing it out, and I'm filling it with white.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I finish, I'm surprised some people don't feel like they're a glowing ball of white light when they're walking out, because that's exactly what it looks like when I finish.
Well, the
to
white
me,
is the full spectrum of all the colors, right?
Well, I put the divine energy in, and what I realized is even though I pull it in, I'm putting it in through me, and, you know, so I've been told that I'm the same thing, so it's almost like you're getting, you know what I mean? I'm literally emitting that energy into you, but I work with unconditional love. And, you know, that's what so many people have told me, like, the difference in my healing. Like, when I'm working on somebody, I am completely in tune with that person, and it's nothing but love.
It feels like that.
And that's when you're cleansed and filled with the white light and your aura and, you know, your energy points are getting balanced. And then I work on the part of your aura. And the biggest part that whenever I'm working on somebody that needs work or damage is most of the time is the emotional layer. And people don't realize, like, stuff they've stuffed or, yes, I've gotten over it, they really haven't, it still eats away at them, and it literally does. It eats away at your aura a little piece at a time and goes into the physical body.
I have never, ever, I've been coming to you for, like, almost 2 years now. I have never, ever felt that you were ever any place else but there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. It's like I don't even see your attention doesn't divert. It just feels like you're 100% there, and it's like
I am.
you are, and it's quite kind of hard to describe how it feels. It's such an elusive feeling, but at the same time, it's a strong feeling.
I think because I don't approach it as I'm just healing somebody. I approach it as I'm completely immersed in that person, and I'm making them 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I just want, you know, like, I, and that is exactly what I do. And I know that it's weird because I always say to people, I literally can step out of me and become completely focused no matter what's going on.
That's what it feels like.
I literally walk, once I start, I'm, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So I put 100% of everything that I can pull from, you know, whether it be divine energy or earth energy, and put it into that person. And a lot of times we have so much stuff that's going on that's affecting us that you need that. You know, you need, it's the strength. It's the extra strength. And so sometimes feeling up holes in the aura and working on, you know, certain things or telling them, listen, this is an area, your solar plexus really needs, you know, I had to work a lot on that, I had to get back up and go back in there. And then they realize, oh, yeah, you know, this is going on. That's because, you got something going on. Now it's affecting you in gastrointestinally, you know. Or, you know, you got something going on, you know, hurt in your heart, and now you've got issues there, you know, and you don't realize it, you think you're done with it, and believe me, there's stuff you're still working on, like from 6 months to 6 years ago. So it's amazing how our energy field works and how much our energy field affects everything else.
If somebody comes to you, and obviously let's say they're in bad shape, or you can see that they've got a black aura, or let's just say they're out of whack, you know, they're out of sorts, off, they've got an illness, whatever. Me, when I had my Achilles tendon, it was hurting me, right? Anything.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody came to you, first off, they would have to believe that you're gonna help them, right?
Nope.
They don't have to believe.
Not with
Tell
me.
Us about that.
Because they're gonna eventually your body succumbs to it.
Okay.
It's not like where I have to ask them, can I heal you before they're able to receive it. If they're laying on my table, then that means they want to receive it. And I'm working a lot with the physical side, so not just the spiritual side, but the medical or the scientific side as well. So because when I'm in there, I don't know how to explain it, but I can see what I'm doing, and when I'm working on an area, you know, somebody said it was almost like psychic surgery. Like if I'm working on arthritis, I'm literally picking it away, and somebody told me it feels like a cat scratching on the inside. Like you can feel something scratching. Like it's, I know it sounds weird, and I don't normally go into detail with that kind of stuff because I don't like to freak people out, but I can tell what I'm doing. So when I was fixing your Achilles tendon, I am healing that tendon.
Well, my question comes about though because when I was going to this one particular Bible study a while back, we were reading a book of he was a pretty good, well-known author in the Christian field, and he sat there and he said, you know, people sit there and say, I want to do this, I want to believe, okay? And he was to the point where he wasn't even there. He says, I want to believe. He wasn't even at the point where he wanted to believe. He wanted to believe.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there saying to myself, you know, you might have people that come into the shop that want to believe, you know. And you sit there and you say, well, you know, they might not really believe what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but you're saying it doesn't matter.
You know how many people have come laid on my table and didn't believe at all? And thought this was all hocus pocus, and they've never left. They still come. And I've had people whose husbands have come in. They forced them. They dragged them in to bring a friend just to try it for 20 minutes, and they couldn't believe
mm-hmm.
that they felt something. And I always feel so good that they got something out of it
mm-hmm.
and that they just got a chance to try it and know that, wow,
well,
we know
that there's, you know, we know that you were able to do this energy because you saw it in the filming of it.
Oh, absolutely, which is why I'm glad that. That's why I like that, like, even when we're talking about aura, is that there's proof, like, we have an aura.
Yeah.
We have an energy field, you know, and it is affected by what's going on with us,
mm.
you know, so, and it, not just thought-wise, but physical-wise.
Mm.
So what you're thinking affects it, too.
Right.
That's why intentions are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Even intentions before you go into a massage or a healer,
oh, yeah.
or this or that.
Yeah, like the way you do it. Like, Dana's, like, working with me.
I am.
You know, she's literally pulling it in.
I try to recycle it,
yeah.
actually. I try to give
you know, she's, you know, there's lots of people that are, and, you know, and sometimes, like, Diane, who's great, Diane's a good testimonial because she comes twice a week. So the minute Diane misses it, like, I can When we had snowstorms and she had to miss a couple, like the difference in her when she came in, and she would say it as soon as she walked in the door. Yeah, she'd go, "Oh my God, I don't like missing my energy work." And like,
well, it's funny because
your body never doesn't have it. That's why
the people that I work with can tell when
mm-hmm.
I miss it. A couple times they said to me when I missed it on a Wednesday, they go, "Will you please go get your energy work done? You're being such a, you know, biatch." But they can tell. I said, "You're so much nicer on Thursday."
Yeah, that's why. Well, you could keep your aura in a good place.
Pat.
Oh, speaking of, we can use the oil for that.
Pam.
Oh, okay.
Pam.
We're going to take a break here and listen to Pam and her essential oils, so we'll be right back in a minute.
Hi, this is Pam from Tell Them Pam Sent You, here to talk to you about Young Living Essential Oils. Are you using essential oils in your spiritual and healing practice? Are you using them for wellness and meditation? I know I am. Essential oils raise your vibration and can enhance your psychic experience. There's an undeniable movement going on right now, an awakening. And people are finding out what essential oils are and what they can do when they're used in their purest form. Their healing properties are undeniable. Young Living Essential Oils are among the top 4% in the world, never cut with synthetics or additives. They're planted, harvested, distilled, and bottled by the same company. That's the Young Living seed-to-seal process. Current labeling policy for essential oils requires that for a bottle to say 100% pure, get ready for this, it only has to contain 5% essential oil. Can you ingest your lavender or frankincense? Take a look at your bottles. If they say do not ingest, not for human consumption, do not ingest. And don't put it on your skin. Use Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils. They truly are 100% pure, free of chemicals, pesticides, and heavy metals. You deserve the best. Your clients deserve purity, not oils cut with fragrance. What's in your wellness kit? Can you apply your peppermint and your lavender now freely, knowing the difference? Please contact me for more information. Pam Jordan at VibrantSense.com. That's www.PamJordan.VibrantSense.com. And look me up on Facebook. Look for Tell Them Pam Sent You.
Okay, everybody, we're back. And if anybody is interested in the essential oils, just contact the Trinity Metaphysical Center because we have them here. And so let's see, it's almost time for us to go this evening.
No,
Jackie,
no, yeah. Hey, no, we got lots more to talk about.
So, we doing anything next week? I hope. There's going to be a lot of dead air.
A little bit of what we talked about this week, we'll roll into next week because we're going to talk about how to release old patterns and release things from the past so that you're able to move forward whole and, you know, and let that stuff go, because a lot of the things, we did an episode on the law of attraction, and we did one on you know, working with not letting negative energy affect you, and they seem to be, you know,
that kind
topics
of stuff can
that
kill
people
you.
Like want some more information on. And one of the biggest things that we were asked for was how do I let go of something that hurt me or something that happened to me from a long time ago or even recently, so that I can move forward, because most people are moving like 40% of a person, or they can't let go of things. And just like we were talking about energy stuff, when you can't let go of something, it affects you for the rest of your life. And it can cause illness. It can cause disease.
Well, it just eats away at you.
Absolutely. And, you know, so that's a real, I think it's going to be a great show to help people how to do it.
Help
and I
us
do,
here.
Yeah. And I feel like there are going to be a lot of people that will be able to kind of let go of things. So, and a lot of us have stories where we can show, like, what we've been able to do because we were able to, and how we did it, and how hard it was for us. And I think that, you know, sharing those things are, you know, that's what you do to help other people. So,
yeah, some of us still struggle with it.
Absolutely. And that's why we're all a support system. So definitely tune in next week. And
Wednesday
at 7
p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome to call in too with theirs. If you have an issue that you need help moving forward from, then we can, you know, help you with that as well.
Okay. So we're going to say goodnight from now, and it's goodnight from Diane.
Charlie.
Dana.
Mercedes.
Jackie.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.